We have to make a decision that we are going to practice upon what is being said, upon what we are going to, what we are listening to. Hazrat gives an example of this. Once a person is determined, he has heard with the intention of practicing, then he will incorporate and bring that in his life. One incident clearly illustrates this. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on a journey. This was the journey of Hijrat. He was going in one direction. From the other direction, there was a person coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this person came close, he addressed him. But he addressed him in the form of a question. He asked him the question that, would you like to acquire something good? Should I not show you something that is beneficial to you? We find that this is one way of giving da'wat. And this is one way of making a person understand to ask a question like this. So this person responded and said, what is the good that you are telling me about or inviting me towards? So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded and said, will you bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am the final messenger that is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person responds and says that what you are saying is in its place, it is good. But is there any proof to support what you are saying? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that yes, there is proof. There was a tree in the distance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to that tree and he said that I will call that tree and this tree will bear witness to what I am telling you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the tree split the earth, rent the earth open and came towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the tree came close, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the tree to bear witness. The tree three times spoke and said three times that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah. This person who had asked for the proof, he was witnessing this entire episode. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him that now will you bring iman? He said, yes, I have brought iman, but with determination. How is this illustrated? He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am on a journey now. I will go home back to my people. I will present this message in front of them. Accept or don't accept. If they accept, I will come with them. If they don't accept, I will come alone. But I will come back to you and serve you for the rest of my life. So this is how we have to listen to the talks of deen. Listen with the determination to incorporate and bring in our lives what we are listening to. For example, azan is called out. The moment azan is called out, what is this? A call to perform salah. So that salah has to be carried out. Likewise, we cite the moon of Ramadan. With the sighting of the moon, there's no question of holding back. Now we will have to fast, sehri, iftar, etc. So we find like, this is how deen will come into existence. This is how the amal of deen will come into existence. One is, we are ordered to do something, we hear, we carry it out. Likewise, there are those things which we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay away from. That is also an act of ibadah, that is also an injunction of deen. We are commanded to stay away from something, then we have to leave it out. My respected brothers, this is how deen will come into existence. Amal will come into existence, and this is how we will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our itaat and our obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world what we call Darul Amal, a place in order to carry out actions. This is a place of action, and we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human being with this quality, that this human being has the quality within him of moving all the time, of doing things all the time. Observe a little child. The moment some level of understanding comes in the child will not sit still. By nature, a child will be jumping up and down. He will be moving all the time. That is a sign, an indication this is a healthy child. If the child had to become sick, or to develop a temperature or a fever or a stomach problem, whatever it may be, will find that now this child will stop moving, he will be sitting still. Even a fly will be able to sit on him. So we find that when the child is healthy, automatically, intrinsically, it's part of the nature that this child will start moving. This is a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings with this quality of making effort, of doing action, of doing things. Why? Because the world that this human being is going to live in is a place of amal and action. This is why Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were sent. Revealed books were sent down. Why? Because by doing actions, we will give expression to our life. Now those actions can either be correct or they can be incorrect. Both roads are there. Both avenues are available. In order for this action to be made correct and for this life to be made correct, this is why Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to show us. Revealed books came down to show us what is the correct action, what is the correct direction. In order to make our lives successful, then our practice, the manner in which we conduct ourselves, we have to make it acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is absolutely necessary that that which has been revealed to us, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us towards, in conformance with that should our practice be, the way we conduct ourselves in this life. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, whatever the injunctions and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will follow that, they will be successful. And those who will not follow that, they can have all the wealth in the world. They can have everything, but they will never be successful. This has been the first principle throughout the ages. Adam alayhi salam was the first human being sent down into this world. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ihbitu minha jami'a." All of you come down. Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, Shaitan, everyone was sent to this world. This world was populated. Why? Because from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahkamat, commands, injunctions, deen, commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like iman, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akhlaq and character, being honest, various commands will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who will practice upon this, those who will bring their lives in conformance with this, they will be successful. This is the only road to success. This was the first lesson from Adam alayhi salam, and it has carried on throughout the ages, right up till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the same message. It was also said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, deen will come down. Those who will practice upon this, have the total complete conviction, this is the truth and I have to bring my lives in conformance with this, they will utilize the ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. The eyesight, the limbs, the hand, the feet, all these are ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have to be utilized correctly. Because from one angle, it is a favor and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From another angle, it is an amanat. It is a trust. And this trust has to be discharged correctly. The wealth we have, the amenities of this world that we have, one hand, Allah's favor. Other hand, it is a trust. So it has to be utilized correctly. This was the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the injunctions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which were sent down. And this is the only road to success, that we practice and bring these things into our lives. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the life of such a person successful. Whatever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be, that of iman, that of salah, we have to have this total complete conviction, yaqeen in the heart, that the road to success is in bringing these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives and abstaining from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us. Then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give such a person a pure life. What is meant by a pure life? Allah ta'ala explains that in the Quran. This is a gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will endow those whose iman is correct, whose yaqeen is correct, and who are living their lives according to the taqazas of deen. What the taqazas are, they are carrying it out. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this pure life. Where Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. Those who will do good deeds, that is discharge the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be they male or female. Wahuwa mu'min, and they have the yaqeen, the correct conviction in the heart, that in this is success. Allah ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. We will give them a pure life in this world. There are two types of lives. One is a pure life, the other is an impure life. Allah ta'ala will bless such people with حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. In this world, they will have a pure life. Who? Inside their yaqeen is correct. Outwardly, the expression of that correct yaqeen, a'mal, is correct in their lives. Iman and a'mal saliha. If these things are found, then Allah Ta'ala will give peace in the heart. Allah will spread love and muhabbat. There will be barakah and blessings in one's means. Du'as will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are indications. All these are fruits of what is meant by a pure life. But for this, it is essential, my respected brothers, that the iman has to be correct. Correct conviction has to be there. These things have to be corrected in such a way that we are able to incorporate Allah's commands in our lives. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will grant you this and we will grant you that. But there is a condition with the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is fulfilled as long as these two conditions are found. The road to success is to bring our lives onto deen. This promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be fulfilled if in our practice there are two conditions that are found. First is that we have to have this total conviction that this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah has promised is the absolute truth. And the second is whatever command has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to practically bring it in our life. That is, carry out the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that it has to be carried out. In the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. In other words, what we have to make effort on that particular action. We have to carry it out correctly. Whatever command there is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it pertains to our beliefs, whether it pertains to our acts of worship, whether it is our eating and drinking, social, financial interaction, whatever it may be, whatever commands come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be discharged correctly. And what is the correct way of discharging that? On the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Allah's promise. One is to have conviction on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, to carry out what Allah has commanded us in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we will do this, on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise of total, complete success. Our responsibility is to do these two things. Have conviction on the promise of Allah and carry the action out correctly in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to fulfill his promise that we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant us whatever he has promised us. So we find, my respected brothers, one is conviction on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to make effort to carry that action out correctly. We find, my respected brothers, There are two fields or two roads available to us in this world. One is the road or the field of effort on amal and actions. And the other is the effort we make on the material things of this world. Where a person utilizes the means of the material things of this world in order to meet his needs and to fulfill his aspirations, etc. This result when we make effort on the material things of this world is not guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is we fulfill our needs through carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we have conviction on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is we discharge those commands in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through this we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we call the effort on a'mal. And on the effort on amal, the promise is there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guaranteed 100% of success. So one is the effort on material things, there is no guarantee. Our needs may be fulfilled, may not be fulfilled. The other is the effort on amal, to carry it out correctly, there is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to have this total, complete conviction that Allah will fulfill His promise.